intent is to steep ourselves in that amazing Easter morning and kind of in light of the fact that's hard to avoid that this is April Fool's Day. And so I think many regard us as fools for Christ. And keeping that in mind about the topsy-turvy nature of that death and resurrection that was a victory after a juggernaut of cruelty toward our Lord and Savior. And so the world's wisdom did not prevail. So this will be a lot of scriptures, and I'd like to pray that the words of our mouths in this meeting for worship will be acceptable to thee, O Lord, and may we bless you with our worship today. For Jesus' sake, amen. Going to start with 1 Corinthians 1:18 through 27. I am not using that version. I don't find it unsettling to read words that are not exactly what you hear. I'm sorry about that. Is there a page for that? 1 Corinthians 1:18. What'd you say?
231.
Okay. Okay, so starting with 1 Corinthians 1:18 through 27. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brothers and sisters, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, nor many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. I'm going to stop right there, 27. Or 26. Now I wanted to read the Christmas story in a couple of versions, starting with Luke. Luke 24. This is the day of Christ's arising. It's not all that up to then, and it's not after that. This is the day, that first day of the week. Now, what page is that, Steve?
124.
124 in the Bible in front of you. Now, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they, meaning the women who had followed Jesus from Galilee, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened as they were greatly perplexed about this that, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Now, behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was, while they conversed and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?" Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered to him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which have happened in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" So they said to him, "The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." Then he said to him, "Oh, foolish ones and slow of heart, to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." I'm going to stop there, but if any of these are tantalizing, that you can read the rest during the open worship period. I was deciding whether to go on with that story or not, because it has one of our wonderful phrases. You know the story where he did go in. He didn't go on. He went with them upon invitation and broke bread, and then they recognized him. And in another version it says, when they told their story, nobody believed them either. So it wasn't just the women they didn't believe. They didn't believe these two men either. Now, I wanted to go to Luke 9 because it talks about that sort of preparation to the disciples for what was going to happen, but they just didn't get it until afterwards. This is Luke 9, 18. 95, page 95. Okay. This is after feeding the 5,000, by the way. And it said, Jesus was alone praying, and his disciples joined him. And he asked them, saying, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" So they answered and said, "Well, John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Others say that one of the old prophets has risen again." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "The Christ of God." And he strictly warned them and commanded them to tell this to no one, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day." I'm going to read one more. I coveted, it's not good to covet, I coveted this slot. I wanted to bring the Easter message because I wanted to really dwell in it myself. And so I feel a little bit guilty because I'm the one that got so much out of it. And so it was just phenomenal, the contrast between the loveliness of Jesus and the harshness of the world, and how often Jesus was saying to these people, even his followers, you know, "Don't you get it? Don't you get it?" And just that contrast. And anyway, so here is John's account. 20, verse 20. Chapter 20. Yeah. It's remarkable how the accounts, they were done separately, and, you know, there's minor differences here and there, but how much has been preserved. 160, page 160. "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved," considered to be the writer of this gospel, "and said to them, 'They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.' Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen cloths lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not know or understand that scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping?' She said to them, 'Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.' Now when she had said this and turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus, Jesus said to her, 'Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?' She supposed him to be the gardener and said to him, 'Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.' Jesus said to her, 'Mary.' She turned and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and sisters and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And it goes on to great stuff. Now, one more reading, and if you want to look at the other Gospels during the open worship, of course, they're at the end of the, there's Mark 16 and Matthew 28, but I want to close with this, Ephesians 5. Verse 14 through 20. 272. Ephesians 5. Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.